listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome. Good evening, good day, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you happen to be. Welcome to our Spirit of Life weekly service. My name is Dr. Doug Kelly, here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello, good evening. Glad to be here tonight.
And, of course, Michael Kelly is with us as well, producing the show and drops in now and then. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. And in addition to this weekly service, we also have several other educational programs, including EmpoweredRecovery.com, which offers help for friends and family of alcoholics and addicts, Paranexus.org, an association of anomalous researchers, MetaphysicsInstitute.org, that offers bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in metaphysical topics, Thomas Francis University at TFUniversity.org, which offers standalone metaphysical courses, diplomas, and degrees as well. And, of course, we have our OnePlanetCommunity.com, which is our private Facebook-like network for church members, students, and other members of our programs. As is customary, I'd like to read our abbreviated principles of belief, and these are available in their full form at metaphysicalhumanism.org. There are 9 principles of belief, and they are: number 1, do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7. Self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8. Metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9. Expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And again, you can find more about these on our church website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. To get us started off, of course, I'd like to welcome all those joining us for this live broadcast, those in the chat room, as well as those listening to the archives. If you're listening to this live broadcast and you have any comments or thoughts, or you want a topic to be discussed, please jump in there and say something, write something, and we'll certainly try to do that on this program. So let's talk about, I don't know, a bit of a thought experiment of sorts, I guess. The topic here is raising our awareness, not only personal awareness, but awareness of those around us. You know, yesterday I was driving around going, doing something, and I was sitting at a stoplight. And it just dawned on me, for some reason, you know, all these cars, all these people, and you look at them. I mean, there might be a family in a particular car. There might be a single person or a single occupant in the car. And you look at all these cars. And if you're in a big city, you know, there'll be a zillion of them. And you look at each one of them. And if you think about it, each one of these people in these cars, who we don't know, they're all people. They all have lives. So I wanted to try to more humanize people, I guess, is what I'm trying to do with this thought experiment of sorts. And so what I'd like you to do, if you're listening along, I'd like you to just think about this for a moment, okay? Take a deep breath, close your eyes, and just visualize this. Let's suppose for a moment that you come home. You're at your house. You look at the outside of the house, visualize that. That's meaningful to you. You walk in the door and you look around your house. You might have pictures on the walls. You might have certain furniture that you acquired. Maybe you have items that are of deep, that hold deep meaning and value, sentimental value for you. As you walk through, you know, the hallway, the kitchen, the front room, and you move toward your bedroom, and you look around and you see how it's decorated. You see what you've got on the walls. Maybe you look on your dresser and you've got things there. Maybe you've got a special box, whether it's a jewelry box or just a memento box or something like that. Little things like that that you hold in there that are near and dear to your heart that you place a lot of value on, sentimental value or whatever. Think about that and think about how those things are meaningful to you, where they came from. You know, just let that flow for a moment. And then consider, you know, what kind of foods do you like? You know, what are your favorite foods or favorite drink or things like that? What about hobbies? What do you do that really brings you some joy, that you find fun? You know, what are the delightful things of your life? That's what I'm trying to focus on. Maybe you have kids, children, and maybe they bring you joy. Maybe you have pets and they bring you joy. What are the delightful things of your life? Just imagine all that and imagine your world. You know, just call it the world of blank and insert your name. That's your world. You know, the people that are in it, things that are going on, the people that you love. Think about that. It's your network. It's your world. Now let that just slowly simmer for a moment. Now, let's transport ourselves back to that intersection. There's all these cars with all these people in them. They're all going different places, many of them going home, perhaps. Maybe it's the end of the day, people are driving home. And they're all driving to their home, to their world, walking into their house with all their special things there, with all the things that are delightful to them, their children, their pets, their partner, spouse, whatnot. Think about that. And then remember all those people and all those cars. And that's just on that one street. Now magnify that, or multiply that, I should say, times what? Thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, I don't know, around the world. You have all these people who, just like us, go home, walk in their house. They have things on the walls. They have things that are delightful to them. They have special things that hold deep meaning and value. They have special memories and fondness of things. And now, remember that just like us, they're people too. They have their strengths, their weaknesses. Everybody's trying to do the best they can with the knowledge, resources, level of awareness that they have at the moment. Everybody's trying to do generally the best they can with what they have to work with at the moment. And don't forget that those strengths can vary from day to day or even hour to hour, month to month. Sometimes our best is better than at other times. That's just the human condition, just human nature. So what can we do then? We've raised up a notch here in our level of awareness about others. Maybe some of those people that are on that road have to go home to a toxic relationship. Maybe they're in an addiction-based relationship. Maybe their spouse, husband, wife, whatever, is an alcoholic or an addict, or their child is. And they have to go to that toxic environment and deal with it. And if you're a parent and you're married to an alcoholic who's creating this toxic environment and you have children, what are they going through? So we can see that people have all these different circumstances, but the one thing that connects us all is we're all human, and we all have those delightful things of life. We all have those things that we find special, you know, maybe a favorite song that only, you know, it's all qualia. That's a subjective experience. You know, you can play one song to two different people. One person really identifies with it and meaningful. The other person could take it or leave it, and sometimes leave it. But we all have those things we're fond of, the delightful things, the things that make up our world. And every one of those people out there that we see have that same thing. They want the best for their family. They want to do the best. People, as a rule, don't lay awake at night scheming on how to hurt other people. They just, you know, people can be thoughtless, yes. They can be discourteous. Let's work to make sure that we're not them. You know, you're on the road and somebody wants to get in, let them in. If somebody feels it's important to try to get around you, let them around you. You know, whatever it is in life, try to be, you know, yielding if you can. And remember, if it's a matter of preference, yield. Doesn't matter. If it's a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. But try to let your heart go out to these other people who, just like us, just like you, have their own little worlds that they're going to. That's what makes us human. And one of the things that we can do, which I've kind of been alluding to here, is being kind to one another. Dr. Hunter, comments?
Well, actually, that's a conversation that my second daughter and I had on the phone today, was about kindness. And generally, when you're kind, people think, oh, what do you want? Oh, she must want something. Or people think very often that kindness equals stupid. You know, it means you're not very smart, are you? So there's a lot of, I think, misgivings about kindness. And when you're standing your ground to just be who you are in your kindness and, you know, extending yourself in the ways that you know that are kind, just being kind and thoughtful, it's going to meet with some adversity. It's going to meet with, you know, there's some talk in the chat here about, you know, some people think they're just walking around like zombies, unaware and selfish. But if you're trying to stay awake and you're, you know, working on yourself, you're going to see the world differently. And so these other folks who seem to be behaving selfishly are going to stand out a little bit more. They're going to be, you know, it's just not comfortable. I think in general we have a world that is very selfish, that we have a world that is fearful. I think fear has a lot to do with it. What will I lose? What will be taken away? I do have a lot of stress in my life. I don't know how to handle it. So being kind is not at the top of, you know, at top of somebody's list. But when you do stand in your kindness and you do stand in your sensitivity of others, which includes your intuition, you know, you're being more of who you are. And like it or not, it is contaminating. You know, that is contagious. So it's, you know, kindness and a smile. And sometimes that's all it takes is a smile.
Good points. So the idea then is to just remember all these things. Let kindness be in your heart. Doesn't mean you're stupid. It doesn't mean you're passive. But be kind. And obviously we have to still maintain healthy boundaries. So if somebody is violating those boundaries, well, that's the time that we stand up and say, you know, that's when you do this, I feel this way. Can I ask you to not do that anymore or say that anymore? So, and you know, and I look at some of these comments in the chat too, about seeing people walking around like the zombies. They're all focused on their own stuff. And that's what I'm trying to talk about here. At least the people who are listening to this can be made aware of that. Life is not about you. Life is not about me. Life is about us. Success is about us. It's about us connecting, about us working together, about us being aware of one another and our own unique needs and challenges and so forth. And yes, people can be that way. And if all you look at, if you're looking for that out in the world, you're going to see plenty of it, you know, and I know that. Look for the good. Look for the people who are self-aware. Look for the people who are positive. Look for the people who bestow kindnesses. There's plenty of them out there, too. Unfortunately, they're just not as prevalent as the others because people, you know, human nature, people just tend to be in their own world. But we can break out of that and pay it forward. That's why we talk about pay it forward so much. That's breaking out of your own world, dropping the blinders, the scales from your eyes, and realizing that everybody's trying to do their best. And sometimes people just need a good word of encouragement. People need a compliment here and that, a little bit of validation now and then, the healthy type. And when we're so focused on doing that, on being upbuilding to others and doing right and doing no harm, that's gonna have a positive effect. I mean, I'm sure most people have heard about the old analogy of kicking the cat. And basically, it goes like this. You know, you're at work. It's a tough day. Your boss yells at you, you know, and makes your life miserable. You're on the way home, and traffic's a problem, and you're just getting more angry and more frustrated, and you come home, and the cat walks in front of you, kick the cat. And the moral of that story is that all it took was somebody else affecting your day for the cat to get kicked. And so we don't want to go kick the cat. We don't want to kick other people. We don't want to take our frustrations out on other people. It's not their fault necessarily. So if you have a boundary violation, stick up for yourself and calmly handle it. Disagree without being disagreeable. And that will help keep your frustration down. It will help you keep a level head, keep a calm disposition and demeanor.
You know, I think they call it defensive driving for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, and life is like that. You know, a very, very wise man, Dr. James Battle, he was a child psychologist I knew years ago. He said, we should never beat ourselves up for doing what comes most natural, which is loving and trusting. Every baby is born loving and trusting. The thing about getting older is having the wisdom of knowing where to place that. So we have all these other skills in us, the intuition, our instincts, sensitivity, and life experience that tells us when to do something, when not to do something. So we have to also apply some kind of thought to it, you know, kind of like driving, you know. We want to get across town, you're at the intersection, but you got to know that somebody could run a red light. So it's, you know, you're staying aware, but also kind of watch the other folks and be sensitive and insightful into them as much as you can. That doesn't get you off your track either. So that's just something else I'd like to kind of throw in there. And sometimes I think life is like driving bumper cars.
Yeah, you're right. It is, or it can be. There are two points I want to make. First of all, it's been commented on the cicadas, and that's not real. We just put that in there for the ambiance, for the effect. Do you believe that? I wouldn't believe that. They're real. It's just nice background, isn't it? And even the little cat chirps here and there. Anyway, the other thing that I want to point out, too, that was commented on is being kind, but not too kind. I don't know what that means, and everybody has to decide what that is. Basically, being too kind perhaps might be considered as being taken advantage of. Don't let yourself be taken advantage of, and that's certainly a healthy mindset. But there's also another concept here. You know, sometimes the kind thing is different than the right thing, and so in certain cases we might want to do the kind thing, quote unquote, instead of the quote right thing, unquote. These are all judgment calls. You know, you're out and about and you see somebody who is, you know, homeless, and they've got a sign, "We'll work for food," or whatever it says. You know, maybe they look like they're a meth head or a meth addict or whatever, you know, but you have to follow your heart too. Sometimes it's better to do the kind thing instead of the right thing, but that's something that we all have to actually decide. All right, any other comments that we need to tackle before we pull cards?
I think we can pull cards. And if anybody would like a card, just put your name in the chat room and we'll be happy to draw one for you. I'm going to pick one just at random, if that's all right.
Yeah, cool.
Think for yourself, number 22. That kind of fits.
Yeah.
Better understanding one's own mind brings one closer to honesty and self-responsibility. Thinking for yourself prevents being swayed by the potentiality of unhealthy thinking of others, as well as outside popular beliefs, simply for popularity's sake, of course. If you don't think for yourself, you sacrifice your identity for someone else's identity. And according to this card, this may be a time to exercise critical thinking in order to best determine and listen to your own truth. So That's always a good reminder. Think for yourself. You know, gather as much information as you can, but certainly make your own decisions.
Yep. So,
okay.
Let's see. I guess we start with Tabby.
Hi, Tabby. Nice to see you tonight. Glad you could join us. Expediency is for you, Tabby. It's number 43 in the life skills suit. So you see how this card fits for yourself. Timing is everything. Some things call for expediency. Others require us to slow down. If you have a problem, you can take care of it now or suffer longer and still take care of it later. It takes courage to face important matters when timing and opportunity avails, and wisdom to know when to slow down to assess the correct actions before acting promptly. For success in anything, do what you should do when you should do it. I think it's a good reminder of intuition. You know, Tabby, I think that, you know, if you've been delaying something because it hasn't felt right, very often that's the correct way to go. And then one morning you wake up and say, oh, today's the day I'm going to do it. Other things are, you kind of know when you're just procrastinating on something that, oh, gee, you know, I've just been putting it off, and I've got to get this done, like me and taxes. You know, so that, you know what that card means to you, and I think that you know when to get it done now, and another point to set back for a minute. Oh, she says on point.
And let me when you're done, I'll pick up.
Okay, go
Are
ahead.
You done? Okay.
Sure.
You know, there was a comment mentioned. There was a comment mentioned, too, about kind of linking to what we were talking about with healthy boundaries. Comment is made, I've noticed that when you set healthy boundaries, crappy moments or situations with people don't tend to set a wave of taking it out on others. It's still challenging nonetheless, but you are quite aware of yourself and aware that you are usually not the reason why they are acting the way they are towards you. That last part. There are people who are going to take it out on you. They're going to project on you at times because they're not as evolved or not as enlightened yet. And that's part of human nature too. But when that's happening, look beyond the face you see. A lot of people are motivated because they're scared. They have fear. They're frustrated. They don't necessarily, it's not necessarily directed at you, but they're lashing out at you. You're just the closest warm body. And so a lot of times it's better to take the high road and remember the don't catch the ball concept. You know, when somebody throws a ball at you, we tend to automatically, instinctively raise our arms up and we catch it. Well, we don't have to catch the ball. We can let it bounce off. Just because somebody's acting out, lashing out, does not mean we have to take the bait. We don't have to catch the ball. When we catch the ball, we take ownership of it and we end up throwing it right back at them. We can say, you know, we can let them vent. And if you want, it just depends. It's your judgment call. But I would recommend you let them vent a little bit because it doesn't matter what they say. Let it bounce off. And when they're done, say anything else. And if they want to go again, let them go again. Okay? Anything else? Nope, that's it. Great. And then you change the channel. Change the subject. Move on to something else. If it involves you, then you can say, I would be happy to consider that. However, in the future, if you have a concern, can I ask that you calmly discuss it with me rather than yell at me? And you shut up and wait for them to respond. Well, I would, but you don't ever seem... I understand. However, in the future, if you have an issue with me, can I ask you to calmly discuss it with me? I just repeated what I said. And, you know, hopefully they'll say yes. Say, I would be happy to discuss this. How about an hour? Or a half an hour, because you can't discuss anything when people are emotionally charged. It's not going to go anywhere. So buy out some time. Assertiveness means that I can discuss it if I want, when I want, and that's it. So if it's somebody close to you, then try those tips out and see if that doesn't help keep the situation a little calmer, de-escalates things. Okay, so let's go to the next one. Bridget would like a card.
Am I picking this card for Bridget? Okay.
I don't know. Well, you pick this one, and we'll have Michael pick one for Fran.
Okay, Bridget, I got number 37, groundedness, and that's in the life skills suit also. So this is the message, however you relate to it. Remain grounded by looking for evidence that supports or refutes claims or beliefs. Have a compelling and defensible basis for your beliefs, especially esoteric beliefs. An absence or denial of evidence does not assure a truthful conclusion. Be willing to examine beliefs, assumptions, and opinions, and weigh them against the facts. Suspend judgment until you have considered all the facts or have more facts to uncover. Adjust opinions when new facts are found. So if that relates to some... 37.
Thanks.
So if that relates somehow to a situation or something, Bridget, at the moment, it's, you know, sometimes in life you have to, it's like you hear something in hearsay or gossip, you know, then you got to be able to, you know, really get to the truth of it before you formulate an opinion. And sometimes we have to sit back and, you know, weigh the existential, oh, gee, what do I believe in today because I'm different. So it's one of those moments.
All right. Let's go to Fran. Michael, do you have a card for Fran?
Yeah, I actually did pull a card for Fran. And I pulled number 13, positive consciousness.
Good one.
It is our soul's natural inclination to be positive. Therefore, positive consciousness transcends positive thinking. As human beings, we can find ourselves with a need to filter negativities and ill will. Be at peace with your natural self and continue displaying goodwill towards others. Don't hate or hold hatred in your heart. Maintain your positive attitude, even in the face of obstacles and discouragements, for they are temporary. And I think that is absolutely the perfect card to go along with the conversation tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't hold hatred. And, you know,
let's just be nice.
Absolutely. Well, kindness, continue displaying goodwill towards others.
You know, sometimes you can nice them to death,
friend. Yeah, if that doesn't work, I'm just kidding.
You know, the best way to get back at people is just be happy.
Yeah, they hate
true.
That.
Yeah, they do. Well, you know. You know what I mean. The zombies don't like you to be happy.
All right. So if anyone else wants a card, please say so soon. And we'll start winding down a little bit here. If you, again, I just want to iterate, if you have a pay it forward experience that you'd like to share, email it to us, admin@icmhchurch.org. Or if you're a student, you can use any of our email addresses. It'll get to me.
You know, Dr. Angie has just asked for a card, and I pulled number 7, and it's self-mastery. You know, this is a good one for you, Dr. Angie, I think, and I'll just read it. To know who you are and why you are who you are is self-actualization. To choose and walk your own path is self-determination, giving inner peace. Not allowing others to dictate your behavior is self-control. Remain true to your convictions. This is self-mastery toward the path of self-completeness. You know, you've been facing a lot of challenges in life looking after your friend Miss Betty, so I think that this is perfect for you, Angie, and you're being more of who you are and doing what you know to do is the right thing. And despite other people who might be not in agreement with that. Now, you asked for a card for your friend, Miss Betty, and I'm going to do that, bless her heart. Ah, I think you'll appreciate this one, too. Miss Betty, this one is for you. Number 35. One planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It's an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality toward others as well as ourself. Remember, you are of divine energy, and we wish you all the very best in the care of Dr. Angie, Miss Betty, and we think about you, and we send, you know, positive, bright, white lights your way.
So. Yeah, great point. Speaking of equality, I think apparently I'd mentioned this last week, too, but, you know, there's the thing in the news lately about transgender bathrooms and that sort of thing. And honestly, it just doesn't matter, folks. You know, when they raise arguments like, you know, your kids are at risk. Your kids are no more at risk than they are right now going into a public bathroom. And we have to be careful of the fear-mongering, because it's the bigots, it's those who are prejudiced, those who are homophobic, transgenderophobic, is that a word? And any other phobic that are creating fear, and they're fear-mongers. And we have to, as we said earlier, think for ourselves. We need to make our own mind up, but not based on fear, not based on even what other people think, but what's the kind and right thing to do in these various situations. You know, it's like we need more of this. We need kindness far more, you know, and we need to keep doing our part, because when we're kind and when we show these higher levels of enlightenment, we have a positive impact on those within our sphere of influence. And the more people that are doing this, then the more spheres of influence are overlapping. And maybe, just maybe, one of these days, someday when we all grow up as a race, then we won't hear about the atrocities that are committed against others around the world for ridiculous reasons. You know, the harm. People, you know, tribal warfare, that's what this planet's characterized by, and it always has been, and yet it's getting better, and we will conquer this as a species. We will get to a point at some point in the future where we are not just solely involved in harming others or trying to one-up others or trying to be overly competitive with others, to beat others to the punch and beat others to it so we get it and they don't. They're just like us, just like I talked about at the outset of this program, that we're all the same. You know, we all have those things where we love in life. We all have our personalities. We all have the things that we find delightful and valuable and meaningful, and on and on. So,
can I just respond moment to a comment that Dr. Angie has written in the chat?
Okay.
She's been taking care of Miss Betty, as we know. And she's picking up on Miss Betty's symptoms and illnesses, and she said she even went down for 3 days after she went in a nursing home, and later learned she had the same symptoms. And so she's noticing this more and more. So I said, yes, of course, your spirit is with her. So it's an energy connection that we have. So I'm going to give you a little exercise that I hope everyone else can benefit from too. Just when you sit for a moment, you can think of anybody for that matter that you feel entangled with, and maybe in some way, although we don't mean it to be, but weakened in some way. Visualize that individual in your mind and call your own name out loud. So let me say this again. It's calling your spirit back so that you become more of who you are. It doesn't disconnect you from other people, but what it does is your part of your energy and your thoughts and your spirit isn't floating around in other people's areas. So I would, in my thing, I would visualize perhaps, you know, Miss Betty and in your mind and say, Angie. In my case, I'd say Vicky, but you'd say Angie. so that you bring your energy back in, because you don't want to entangle your energy where we actually can, you know, get sick with other people. So, I mean, there's a lot of sympathy pains that we all have, but this is also a spiritual connection. I was taught this probably 30 years ago when I was in an Indian camp, and just to share with you, the elder at the very end of the camp, and there was a lot of, I was writing and producing a video called Sentencing Circles at the time. So it was a lot of RCMP, police officers, judges, Crown prosecutors were there. But at the end of the camp, the elder said a prayer and had everyone raise tobacco in each of the four directions, calling their own name out loud, and then putting that tobacco to the earth and thanking that place for, you know, being a part of that energy and sharing in the space. He described it as sometimes when you've been away on holiday and you come home to get back to work, you feel like you're still on holiday. It's because your spirit didn't come with you. So I've taken that very same exercise into many different cases in counseling, whether you're breaking up with somebody in a relationship and can't let go, or you just keep having dreams about somebody. You know, there's many, many things. But in this case, Dr. Angie, your energy is so connected, you know, with your friend that it's good that you're there for support, but you got to be whole in yourself. So this is just a really, I mean, it's such a sweet exercise too, and very empowering exercise. Call your spirit back. You're not leaving her. Just you're being more whole. So if anyone else benefits from that too, I hope so, because it's just really saved me a lot in my life. So it's a good one.
That's an excellent, excellent tip. I mean, there's a nugget, folks, that can be used in so many ways. Think about this for a minute. Visualization is the language of the mind. Visual imagery is the language of the mind, these visualizations. And that connects directly with consciousness. And this whole idea of entanglement is a quantum physics term. And so here's another way. Think about it. You're on the road and, you know, maybe you're frustrated or whatever, but the drivers are driving crazy. Maybe somebody's really doing something they shouldn't, and we get all angry and we get this road rage coming up. Wouldn't that be a great time to call your spirit back? Because you're, in essence, you're out there. You're frustrated. You're angry at them. Your spirit is out there essentially attacking them in a matter of speaking. Why not call it back? Come back to your body. You know, become centered again. Bring it back. Don't allow yourself to go out there and experience that, because, you know, it's not good for the stress levels. Plus, you know, we can't allow other people's behavior to dictate our behavior. So why not call it back? I think that's a great, great idea. Very, very good point.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to say for myself too, Dr. Hunter, that I really, really enjoyed hearing that and appreciated it. I think it's a fantastic tool. I actually was visualizing myself right while you were talking about how I was going to use it.
Well, I can't take full credit for it. It belongs with some indigenous cultural teachings, and I have benefited myself and happy to share it with other people. So credit goes to where it belongs, and it's for everybody.
Well, it's you brought it to us, and you know, in all the years I've known you, I haven't. At least I don't remember you saying it. Maybe you did. You probably did, but I don't remember. But now it made an impact. And,
oh, good.
And
good.
It's an excellent, excellent mental tool to do this, to use, to just come back. I mean, you've used the expression "they're not in their body" a lot over the years, and that's a great expression too. These people are not in their body, and so we need to come back to our body. We need to be aware of what's around us, and, you know, show that kindness that we've talked about in this program. Think for ourselves, protect our boundaries, remain grounded, have that positive consciousness, master ourselves, practice equality and tolerance, you know, and call your spirit back. So those are some of the points we've discussed tonight. We appreciate everyone's participation in our live program. We appreciate the helicopter flying overhead. We appreciate those listening to the archives, thanks to Michael and thanks to Dr. Hunter and again to everyone. So hope you'll join us next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.